You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast. It is Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. There's the camel. We are into hump day mode. How about that, Summers?
You know, every Wednesday, it never fails. Rarely fails.
You celebrate. You understand? You want to celebrate. Hey, we made it halfway through the work week. I know some people work weekends. I've been there. But for those of us that work Monday through Friday, we're halfway through.
Also, just good to shout out the camels.
Always good to have a camel on the show. Better than a camel, how about Fred Clark? He's fantastic. It was great to have him along. Former state representative and now a candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. This is a guy who knows who he is, who's comfortable in his own skin. And I'm very, very pleased that Democrats have found someone who is a good fit for that district. I don't know who's going to win that race. All I can say is he's a good candidate.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think, you know, he said it, you said it, just common sense is what you hear. And like somebody who you'd want to be your neighbor.
100% agree on that. Also, thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9, for being here on a Wednesday as well. Coming up a little bit later, we have the tape. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Department of Defense, or war now. It's what they like to call it. Pete Hegseth, I'm not sure if he's drinking again or what, but he's attacking Rudy Giuliani and the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. Hegseth attacking Giuliani and J.D. Vance. We have the tape and the evidence. We're going to play it for you a little bit later on in this hour, so stay tuned for that. Also, what does pay to play mean? And how does it work? We'll discuss that a little bit later as well. But right now, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and
all right,
your plains.
Time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact. On November 12th, 1836, territorial governor Henry Dodge signed the first law passed by the Wisconsin Territorial Legislature. The law prescribed how the legislators were to behave and how other citizens were to behave towards them. We're getting Derek Van Orten and Mark Pocan a copy for reference. Not that it'll do any good. And that's how you play Wisconsin fun fact.
We should actually print it out and mail it,
right? Yeah. Because they keep going back. They have this Twitter war. You understand? They're goading each other all the time.
And they both go below the belt.
They both go below the belt, so to speak. Jeff Perry, our friend and ongoing contributor on Facebook, chiming in, says, my favorite part of the Wisconsin official theme song is watching Todd's face while it's playing. It's not the official. It's the official state ballad, Jeff. It's the official state. Because the official state song is on Wisconsin. But we have an official state ballad pushed through the legislature nearly single-handedly by the late, great state representative Cheryl Albers of the 50th Assembly District of Southwest Wisconsin. She was going to die on that hill, by golly. And she got it through. You know what? People were just worn down. They were sick and tired of saying no. They said, fine. And they did it. That's how we got the Wisconsin ballot, Land of My Dreams.
And now we have it.
Now we have it. And I'm highly entertained every day that we play it. We get a lot of comments on it. People find it. You know what they do, Zomers? They find it fascinating.
Yeah. It's a good word for it.
Absolutely fascinating. Look, did you see last night it was announced we're out of baseball season now after the evil Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. But Brewers manager Pat Murphy for back-to-back years has gotten the award for National League Manager of the Year. No Brewers manager had ever won it before. Pat Murphy won it last year, and now he wins it this year, back-to-back. How about that, Zomers?
I mean, he deserves it. And this time, I don't remember last year, but at least this time, the vote wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't close.
He had like 150, and the next runner-up had 80-something, I think.
Yeah. No, Pat Murphy ran away with it as well. He should have made it all the way to the National League Championship Series this year. They were the best team record-wise in all of Major League Baseball, an incredible season. And our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, was able to get some sound from this, as they say. And here is Pat Murphy talking a little bit about winning the National League Manager of the Year, courtesy of Mike Clemens.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower, to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
Pat Murphy, audio there from Mike Clemens. He also, this is what I love about Murph. He seemingly has no ego. And we heard from one of the guys who worked on the Fox Sports crew for Major League Baseball. And we're hopefully going to have him back. He's called in before on the show because he helped with the whole pocket pancake thing, which is fascinating.
Brought in the syrup.
Yeah, brought in the syrup. And so we're going to have the guy here on the show here soon. He has a Madison business, a Madison connection. And he's told us before on this show that Murphy came in and hung out with the Fox crew, not the play-by-play, you know, pretty boys, but the guys and the gals who work on the cameras and the equipment, just the people who actually get the broadcast on the air. He seems to be a very down-to-earth kind of guy. And now here's Brewer manager Pat Murphy talking about crediting the entire organization.
You know, you have certain standards that you believe in, and I believe that young people want to be directed. It's hungry players. You know, Arnold brings me these guys I've never heard of, and he swears that they're good, and you know what? He's right most of the time. These guys are hungry to play. They're aware of what it takes, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Yeah. How about that? Talk about Matt Arnold, the GM there of the Brewers, just brings them these guys. I mean, Murphy is not necessarily out. I'm sure he has a part of determining, obviously, who plays, but it's other people going out and finding guys like Durbin, who, by the way, I'm happy for the kid from Wisconsin, from Madison here, who won National League Rookie of the Year, but he plays for the Braves. I wish it would have been Durbin because I'm a Brewer fan. But, you know, who knew that Durbin was going to be such a great find, Rookie of the Year at third base? Who knew that Bryce Terang was going to be one of the best hitters in baseball this year? His only, second or third year in the majors, I think. Sal Frelick continues to impress. Jackson Churio continues to impress. All of these guys who a couple of years ago you never heard of.
That's the thing that Pat Murphy, one of the things that he does very well, that Harvey Keene. Yeah. I kept thinking Harvey Wallbanger, and I'm like, that's not his name.
Yeah.
But Harvey Keene had in 82. You find a good team or a good, you know, crew, everybody. I don't just mean the players, like the whole team. And you trust the people to do what they do best.
Yeah. And with these younger guys, Murphy being a college coach for several years, he knows the right balance of being kind of the parent and tough guy, but also letting guys play as well.
Right.
I got one more cut of Pat Murphy, National League Manager of the Year.
Yeah, I think you got to be authentic and you got to be in it for the right reasons. And, you know, it takes a while. You know, I was lucky. I got to be a bench coach for 8 years for one of the best. And, you know, it was like, I was learning, you know, what's going to be my way if I ever get a shot, you know. But it is. It's a balance. It's got to be part of your authentic self. You've got to mean it. and you got to live it, and then they'll trust you.
Pat Murphy, the manager of the year of the National League for the Milwaukee Brewers. Many thanks to our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, for getting us those cuts of Murph. Okay, again, congratulations to him, the entire organization. And the good news is almost everybody that, in terms of personnel and players that got the Brewers to the NLCS, are coming back this year. So we'll see. Brandon Woodruff may be a lost cause his last year here with his injury and everything. But by and large, the team is going to be much the same here going into 2026. And here's a tip. Go to every game you possibly can in 2026 because the players' strike is looming for 2027, largely caused by the Los Angeles Dodgers and their huge salary rolls.
I am not surprised.
Yeah. So get out and enjoy 2026 while you can. All right, coming up on 17 past 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved. Is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. This is fantastic, the category today, because we are the dairy state. We lead the country in cheese production. All right, how about that? And people have a lot of strong feelings on cheese. And I'm not sure whether there really is a worse here. Maybe it should be which one do you like better. But the bit is called What's Worse, so you got to put it in that context. All right, the category today, what's worse, Swiss or cheddar? Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call and weigh in. Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese? What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. The Civic Media app. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app.
For me, this is a very easy one.
Very easy? Really?
Yeah. Very easy. As a good Wisconsin boy, I love many kinds of cheese. Yeah. But to me, one of these I clearly like more.
One stands out. All right. Very good. Len, weighing in Madison on WMDX, says, it's a draw. Passing the cheese can be difficult due to the lack of fiber.
Len, I have to say, you're right.
Nicely done.
Provide no further detail.
Brett in Brown Deer, listening in on WAUK out of Waukesha, Milwaukee, says Swiss is worse because nothing is better than extra sharp cheddar. Ooh, that's an A-plus tweet right there, Brett in Brown Deer. What's worse, Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 or text us on the Civic Media app. Back to the app line. Listening in on WRCE in Richland Center out of Blue River. I believe it's Chris in Blue River, better known as Simo. Listen to him every Saturday afternoon on WRCO. If you're not in the area, on the Civic Media app. Says, whoever passed the question doesn't know their cheeses. Baby Swiss or aged Swiss? Medium cheddar or aged cheddar? Sharp cheddar? Come on, you guys. Look, there's only so much time, Chris. Come on back. We'll discuss it. Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese. What's worse is the All-Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
If you're driving through Madison and see a 1978 Oldsmobile convertible and a man with fuzzy hair driving down with that song on La That Zomers, he likes to cruise around Madison with Get That Cheese.
By Too Short.
By Too Short. I forgot to mention earlier when the Trigvy and Pat were on, I was talking to some friends of mine last night, or maybe this morning, I can't remember which. And they're talking about expectations. And I said, I have too high of expectations sometimes. And I fall short. And so I think that's going to be the name of my memoirs: Falling Short, A Lifetime of Too High Expectations.
Yikes.
Prepare, Zomers. Prepare. This is off the cuff. Prepare the Family Feud correct answer. A sound effect. Because we have big news here.
Okay.
All right. Top 10 answers are on the board. Name the latest member of Congress. Answer, Adelita Grijalva. Yes. Yes. Adelita Grijalva from Arizona has finally been sworn in as the House's newest Democrat, paving the way for the Epstein Files vote. How about that? Finally, little Mike Johnson, he had to acquiesce. And this poor woman has been waiting weeks since she got elected. And how about the 700 and some odd thousand people that didn't have full representation in Congress? Well, now, Adelita Grijalva, a member of Congress. Congratulations.
Took long enough.
It's about time. Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's the breaking news at this hour. Back to what's worse. People always love to weigh in on food. I love that. The category today, Swiss or cheddar cheese. Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Gail listening in beautiful Kenosha on WAUK. Gail, Swiss or cheddar, what's worse?
Well, I would say that in the words of the absolutely amazing and intelligent Governor Evers, no. Because both are wonderful.
All right, all right. Nicely done, Gail. Nicely done. I love it. I love the setup. I love the answer. Well done. Thank you for listening to us down there. Beautiful. And by the way, Gail, is the snow melted in Kenosha, or you still got a few inches there on the ground?
No, it's melted as of today with the help of the sunshine and the wind.
All right, well, I'm glad for you all down there, because I know you guys really got pounded there with kind of unexpected that lake of snow came in. So thanks, Gail. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Gail in beautiful Kenosha there. What's worse, Swiss or cheddar? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 off the text line. Jeff in Caledonia, listening to us on WAUK, says, love Swiss, aged cheddar is not as good. Ooh, now that's not my particular take, but that's fascinating. And I think that's a key. The more time I've spent over the years with my friends Kurt and Florcy in beautiful Greene County in Monroe, Wisconsin, of course, the home of Cheese Days, the best biannual festival in the state of Wisconsin. By the way, we are now under 1 year from the next Cheese Days, because it's so big, they only have it in Monroe every other year, and 2026 is the year for the next Cheese Days. So they have this big tent, you get to taste cheese, it's great. And so the point is, I've explored and opened my cheese palate, and I've warmed up a little bit more to Swiss than I used to. But all right, thank you, Jeff, in Caledonia. Appreciate that. What's worse, Swiss or cheddar? Off the text line, Len in Madison on WMDX says cheddar is better. It sounds more American. All right, very good. Jim in Appleton, listening on the old transponder out of Oshkosh, WISS. Jim in Appleton says cheddar is better, therefore Swiss is worse. All right, very good. Let's see here. Going down through, Jack in Merrimack chiming in on WMDX in Madison. Jack says, cheddar is worse. Even the best is dry and crumbly, although I do like it. But Swiss, creamy, sweet, and nutty. How can you go wrong? Now, that's a good, like, tasting description. Nutty. If you have a really good Swiss, it has a little bit of a nutty flavor to it. Almost like smoked.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Good job, Jack. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Swiss or cheddar? That is the question we're asking on what's worse today. Brand new caller, Matt in Eau Claire, listening in on WCFW The Tap. Thanks for finding us, Matt in Eau Claire. Says Swiss is worse. you could get as little as half the cheese. Unless, of course, it's Sunday. That's funny because he has the holes in it. So you're not getting all the cheese. Well done, Matt. I appreciate that. Caller in Racine. I'm not sure what this means. Rain on WISS. Has ICE been checking Swiss cheese papers?
Probably will soon.
Sadly, you're probably right, Rain. I appreciate that. Sad but true on that one. What else we have here? The question is Swiss or cheddar? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. A couple of callers out in Sun Prairie here in Dane County listening to us on WMDX. Mike in Sun Prairie says, the more appropriate question would be what's worse, sharp cheddar or a fruit cheese or a sharp cheddar and goat cheese? Now, I can tell you that would not be difficult for Mom. She is anti-goat cheese. You say we want to try some goat cheese, Mom? Oh, no.
Has she tried it?
I think she has, and she didn't care for
it. Okay, totally fair.
I don't hate it or anything like that, but yeah, not a big fan of it. We'll come back, wrap up what's worse for you on the other side. Zombers, I'll tell you what we think is worse, cheddar or Swiss. And yes, Pete Hegseth is attacking J.D. Vance and Rudy Giuliani. We'll have the evidence on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show on Civic Media. You're in a club, it's smoky, and you're having cheese and crackers. It's 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. Zommers, where did you find that one? Well done, Aaron Zommers, on the board.
That is Cheese and Crackers by Roscoe Gordon, the B-side of the tune everybody knows from him, Shooby Ooby.
Oh.
Just kidding, nobody knows that or who this guy is.
But Cheese and Crackers. Yeah. I like that. A little blues, a little jazz blues is fantastic. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're right smack dab in the middle of, well, not in the middle, but we're on the tail end of what's worse, Swiss or cheddar. If you want to weigh in, give us a call quick, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Swiss or cheddar? Now, I was talking before the break here, the farm news, about Greene County, my adopted second home down there in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Got Kurt and Florcy, got Rob Weedy Wheat down there in Greene County. I love hanging out down there. And Kimberly, which is a cool spelling of a name, by the way, Kimberly, listening in Hartford on WAUK, she says she was born and raised in Greene County and says Swiss is my favorite, but a very aged melt-in-your-mouth cheddar is great too. She's so right about that. Because like a 10-year age cheddar or 15-year age, I mean, it's got those little like salt pellets in it almost. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It has that kind of sharpness, but creaminess all together. Oh,
that's good stuff.
It's making me want more cheese days. You understand? Steve in Lodi on WX says, I love them both, but Swiss is worse. All right. Very good. Barb in Waukesha. I think you have a similar what's the worst question not too long ago. Swiss is worse because cheddar cheese melts and Swiss doesn't. All right, we might have a similar one.
Yeah, we did have one about cheese before, but it was a different cheese.
Slightly different cheeses. All right, Zommers, what's worse, Swiss or cheddar?
Now, it might just be the cheeses that I've had, but I'm not the biggest fan of Swiss. You know, like a good mushroom and Swiss burger or things like that, really good. But a lot of the Swiss I've had has a particular tanginess aftertaste that I am not a big fan of.
All right.
And I do love some tanginess, like plain yogurt, delicious, but something about it just bothers me. So I think it's worse.
So you're going to say Swiss is worse.
That's what I'll say.
Dan in White House on WAUK says neither. Heathen.
Yeah, that's fair.
What is that? Oh, because we're both good, you say.
Yeah, like how dare you insult any cheese.
We're not insulting any cheese, I don't think. That's not our intention. If we were in court, it's not our intent.
We're just expressing opinions.
Yeah, if you had two, pick which one is worse. Great, thank you for all the calls and texts, everybody, today. I would say, I'm going to go with Zommers. That's very, very close for me. But if you force me, I would say Swiss, only because I'm such a big fan of cheddar. I love the aged cheddar. I love a new cheddar. I feel like it's a more diverse cheese. But again, in Greene County, Swiss rules down there. And Swiss is great for a fondue or on top of a burger. If you have a really high quality Swiss, it has very complex flavors. So
I'll have to make my way down to Monroe.
Yeah, get on down to Monroe there to Alps cheese down there. It's I mean, there's not a bad cheese in Greene County. Let's be honest about that. 39 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Little breaking news here for you on this Wednesday afternoon. This, according to CBS News, an effort to force the United States House of Representatives vote on compelling the Justice Department to release materials related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein secured the final signature it needed this afternoon after House Speaker Mike Johnson delayed the swearing in of a newly elected Democrat for 7 weeks. The effort, known as a discharge petition, defies House GOP leaders who have opposed putting legislation backed by Democratic Representative Ro Khanna of California and Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky on the floor. Khanna and Massie introduced the bipartisan measure titled the Epstein Files Transparency Act in July as pressure intensified on the Trump administration to release more Epstein-related files. Their bills, as well as several other endeavors to release the materials, led to the disruption of several committee meetings and stalled floor action on other legislation before the House began its August recess days earlier. Massie vowed to keep the Epstein issue a priority and filed a discharge petition upon the return in early September. A discharge petition enables members of the lower chamber to bypass the House leadership if they can get a majority of members, 218, to sign on. All House Democrats and 4 Republicans have added their names. Besides Massie, GOP representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, and Lauren Boebert of Colorado have signed on. 2 special elections in Virginia and Arizona in September provided the final 2 signatures for Democrats to reach the 218 number threshold. Representative, as we mentioned earlier, Adelina Cahalva was elected on September 23rd to fill the seat of her late father, Raul, added her name to the petition moments ago this afternoon, shortly after she was sworn in. She pointed to Epstein survivors in the House gallery who said she was who she said were present in hearing the swearing in. So there you go. That is the latest. The discharge petition has been signed with the required 218 member signatures. So we'll see what's next. The big question, really politically, is will it matter? I mean, we've said this time and time again on the show. Probably the most honest thing, in my opinion, that Donald Trump has ever said was during the campaigns, I can't remember, 16 or 20, when he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and my people would still vote for me, which I think is pretty accurate. So even if all this stuff comes out, is it going to matter in the large political sense?
I think that's really hard to answer.
Time will tell.
Our best indicator is people like Marjorie Taylor Greene turning coat on Donald Trump. As Trigvia said, she's very good at reading the room and knowing where she needs to position herself to be successful. Yeah. And turning away from Trump is pretty significant.
As long, and look, I'm no fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene or Boebert or Mace or any, but yes, interesting that your point and Trigvia's point, they're reading the political tea leaves and saying maybe the winds are shifting on this issue. We shall see. 43 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. We've told you about this earlier. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of the Department of Defense, they like to now call it Department of War, was making a speech here yesterday, the day before, and he was once again speaking to military members, active duty military members. And he shot off his mouth yet again about how he and the Donald Trump administration are getting the military back to basics. And he called out specifically Vice President J.D. Vance and former Trump attorney and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Here is Hegseth talking to the troops.
Putting America first, and the roadmap is peace through strength. The third ingredient President Trump has injected is good old-fashioned Indiana common sense. Common sense is back at the White House, and it's back at the Pentagon. Common sense means putting warfighting, lethality, as the senator mentioned, training, discipline, accountability, readiness at the forefront of everything we do at the Department of War. That means no more social justice, no more political correctness, no more toxic ideological garbage that infected the department. As I've said before, but we repeat and we repeat because as a good old television host, you know it takes a while for it to actually sink in. No more identity months, no more DEI offices, no more dudes in dresses. No more climate change. It actually was a thing.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. No more dudes in dresses, Zomers. The Secretary of Defense, Department of War, has said no more dudes in dresses. Can we just back it up a little bit, make sure people hear this clearly, maybe by 5 seconds, whatever, and then we'll play the rest of it. So listen clearly to what Hegseth says. Here we go.
No more identity months, no more DEI offices, no more dudes in dresses. No more climate change. It actually was a thing. It actually was a thing. No more climate change worship, no more division, no more delusions, gender delusions or quotas, no more distraction. As the chairman of the Joint Chiefs puts it, Pete, you're clearing out the debris. That's what it is. We're clearing out the debris from out front of NCOs and officers. We're done with that stuff. It doesn't take a PhD to understand that sergeants don't need sensitivity training.
All right, so there you go. I want to play the full cut. Make sure nobody is, you know, oh, Todd, you're chopping it up to make it sound. No, no, no. Very clear. The Secretary of the Department of War defends no more dudes and dresses. And you say to yourself, well, Todd, you said he was attacking J.D. Vance and Rudy Giuliani. I didn't hear their names anywhere. Well, let's go to the old videotape, or at least for these purposes, the images. Here you go. For those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, what used to be Twitter, X, Twix, whatever. Here we go. Here we have former New York City mayor and Donald Trump's personal attorney, Trump supporter, who he just got a pardon from, a federal pardon from Trump, Rudy Giuliani, in a beautiful mauve, lavender, purple dress with a blonde wig. Very nice makeup, by the way. Lipstick and the whole, and it seems to be spraying some perfume. And a young Donald Trump standing next to him. Now, Rudy Giuliani is known over the course of his career to enjoy drag. And who amongst us hasn't enjoyed a little drag now and again? And so Rudy Giuliani's dressed up in drag. So I guess you take the person at their word. Hegseth was right. This is a thing.
Yeah.
Dudes in dresses.
Oh, wait a second. I think we also have some pictures of somebody else.
Oh, yes. Actually, we do. Here you go.
Oh, that's J.D. Vance.
It's J.D. Vance in a dress.
And a wig.
And a wig, a beautiful blonde wig.
Thick eyeliner.
I will say this. Rudy Giuliani, it looks much better in drag than here's picture number one. I feel like my old
optometrist.
Optometrist John Gehlig, the best optometrist of my life. All right, is it better A or B? Let me take your time. Do it again. Better A or B? And again, not which one is closer or larger, but which one is clearer? A or B? You have. I think this is fantastic. You have Rudy Giuliani in a dress. You have the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. I think this is his college years or somewhere.
I believe so.
Also in a. Oh, PJ, this is fantastic. That's a good right there. PJ has got our. We should do this for what's worse. Write this down, Zomers. What's worse, Rudy Giuliani in a dress or J.D. Vance in a dress? J.D. Vance does not look good, in my opinion. Now, I've never judged a drag competition, but yeah. That really cool. What are you dialing up there, Summers?
Oh, this is Tim Curry on the Rocky Horror Picture Show
soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Oh, excellent. There you go. What's worse? Like they both are. Once again, hypocritical from the old GOP. Come on back. It's the Almost Jones Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where the time is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update, a sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Badgers got a big win last night, Wisconsin men's basketball over Ball State. Number 24, Wisconsin won like a 30-point win, which I thought was fine. But my buddy Jonathan, who's a big Wisconsin Badger fan, and I hang out with he and his lovely wife, Allison, occasionally. And Allison and I are usually fairly positive about Badger sports, realistic. And Jonathan is always the one who's a little bit of a downer. And he didn't think they played tight or well last night. 30 points. I said, can't you at least give me a little bit of hope here?
I think.
And he was the one that said, I'm trying to lower your expectations. I said, my entire life has been a disappointment of high expectations.
It seems to me like that's a victory worth celebrating and also a chance for an opportunity for growth.
Right. No, I think you're right. So congrats to Badger men's basketball for the win over Ball State. The next play on Friday. No, that's hockey, Todd. We don't have the next basketball, but it'll be next week. We'll tell you all about it. Yes, and Wisconsin plays football this weekend. Lordy.
That's going to be...
Speaking of getting beat by 30 points, Wisconsin at Indiana. Pregame show on select Civic Media stations, 9 a.m. Pregame show, 11 o'clock kickoff.
So, that's a pretty generous estimate for Wisconsin's loss margin.
We shall see. All right. What does pay for play mean? How does it work? Well, the term pay to play in politics means a corrupt or unethical practice where political contributions lead to favors from the government. A story this week shows how it works. In 2024, the Biden administration began a free tax filing service called IRS Direct File. It was easy to use and came with no upselling, as happens with services like TurboTax and H&R Block. Direct File was popular with the 300,000 taxpayers who used it last year. In a few years, 30 million taxpayers with simple returns could have used Direct File, but the service has just been killed. The IRS wanted to launch a free filing service many years ago. After all, employers and financial institutions send the IRS what it needs for basic tax prep. But money flowing from the tax prep industry to politicians prevented the program for many years. And now, in the current pay-to-play administration, the tax prep industry once again has gotten its way. Life is less affordable with inflation and tariffs, killing Direct File is one more setback. Speaking of ending things on a downer today, Somers.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
When my friends told me about the IRS Direct File thing, I was like, there's no way that's real. That can't be. And they're like, nope, it's a .gov. Like, it's a real thing.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was. But just another reason why we need to get involved. As Obama keeps saying this, but I believe it. As former President Obama is fond of saying, don't boo, vote. And I think in today's world as well, it's fine to be emotional now and again, but, don't go around being angry and upset all the time. Rally people, right? Get out and engage folks, build relationships, register people, and then get ready for these midterm elections next year. That's the best way to try to equalize things in our world, try to do the right thing. And you had guys today, to go back to last hour, like Fred Clark, who is sitting here in our studios, who is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. Now, there is a guy that's willing to reach across the aisle to get things done and bring balance back to the federal government. So I hope people in northern Wisconsin look up Fred Clark for Congress, read up on him, see him if he's in your neighborhood, because he's the type of guy that will actually help us get things done and make life better, in my humble opinion.
If you want to check out his website, it is clark4wi.com.
All right.
And the word for, F-O-R.
Absolutely. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being on today with us. We congratulations and thanks to Fred Clark for being here, running for Congress. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North. I almost said Up North News Radio. Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, right? That's the correct thing.
Yes, that is the nomenclature.
The what?
Nomenclature.
Don't use big words to be as honored.
It's the name.
Many thanks to Kreitlow. Tune in tomorrow because Pat always has a great show. Should we look up? I rarely use this, but I could look up the old Civic Media content calendar. We have a content calendar that tells us what's coming up on everybody's show. The key is that you have to bring it. Oh, here it is.
It looks like there's one Todd Oliva who's going to be on. Currently, there's a typo in it.
I'm glad I looked because I'd forgotten. Yes, I'm joining Kreitlow and Joe Zepecki. The aforementioned Joe Zepecki, great Democratic strategist, is going to be on Pat's show tomorrow. I'm going to be there at just before the end of the show at 10 till 9.
A little bit of accidental self-promotion there.
I honestly had forgotten it. Sherlina Booker on events around the state. James Kelly, the great James Kelly, news person, WCFW, the Capitol, Claire, Chippewa Valley, with stories of the Chippewa Valley. Nancy Stensel is going to be on the show. Sean O'Malley talks about the economy and the markets. Joe Zepecki, as we said. And yes, that goofball that's on from 2 until 4, yours truly will be on. Join us all tomorrow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. And coming up, stay tuned. We have Maggie Dawn coming up right after us. She has on Andrea Watkins, New York Times bestselling author, discussing the rise of Christian nationalism. Oh, and our old friend Dr. Lyerly is going to be on with Maggie as well. So you want to make sure you... No, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm looking at Jane Matinere. That's... Pay no attention to me. But stay tuned for Maggie. She's got a great show coming up. Many thanks to Zomers as well, all you for listening. Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.